This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Patlong here with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And you're probably wondering, wait a second, his voice sounds doesn't sound that usual today. It sounds very unusual. Well, the reason for that is I literally just got back my voice a couple of days ago. Last week, I literally had no voice. I was more like a whisper. Well, I was whispering effectively. Whispering and coughing and everything else, and I just got an extremely bad cold. And it's still not 100%. So this week's edition of Happy Station is not going to be a special one catered for. We're not going to do the normal five shows that we do for every different area, but in fact, it'll just be the same show that'll go out to all regions. And the simple reason for that is just to give my voice a rest. Some of you are saying, oh, maybe you should, actually. You talk too much. So this show is actually going to North America on KBCT, KDX, WRMI, a number of other places, as well as airing in the United Kingdom on South Hearts Radio. So good afternoon to you, listeners on South Hearts Radio, because it is afternoon when you hear the show. Also to World FM, Radio Sonora, and Radio Sunshine in Kenya, Nairobi, and other places as well. So, hello to all of you today. Next week, because I suspect my voice will be back to normal, we'll be doing our regular editions of Happy Station, going out to doing special shows, of course, for each of the different areas that's running it. But today is a special show. But let's kick off with a little bit of music, then we'll tell you about it when we come right back. Let's take a listen to the Tennessee Waltz with the Dutch Swing College Band. Dutch Swing College Band with the Tennessee Waltz here on the International Happy Station. All right, now today's show is about radio, but more specifically, radio and music. Not too long ago, I was contacted by a young chap in the United Kingdom by the name of Pete Polonic, and he works on music, he does music and stuff like that. But what's fascinating is that he takes ideas from radio, because he is a radio fanatic, as I called him during the interview. He takes, the sounds off shortwave and writes music around it. So it could be one of the number stations, or it could be an interval signal from some international broadcaster, and he writes music. So we called him up for an interview. Before we get to the interview, we're going to have a little taste, actually, of one of his compositions. And I have to tell you, Pete, it's funny. I'm a big fan of Kraftwerk. And it made me, after listening to you, right, want to go and dig up all my Kraftwerk albums. So here's Radio's My Friend by Pete Polonic on the International Happy Station. Thank you. interest in music is very different in that you take your interest from shortwave radio and you combine it in music. Am I correct?
Well, the first time I actually heard anything like that, there was a bloke called Holger Zuke, who used to be in a band called Can. I don't know if that rings a bell, Keith. Well, he'd done a single once which was called Persian Love, where he actually samples a Persian vocalist, which I think his name was something like Iraj. And what he actually done was sampled this vocalist off the shortwave, and so there was bits of Morse and interference on the back of it, and he put it over the backing music behind it, and then he'd done another couple of tracks using cut-ups. So I remember hearing it on the John Peel show a long time ago, and years later I just thought, you know, that's a brilliant idea. You know, I'd like to do that. So from things like that's what I took as an influence.
So when you're composing a piece and putting it together, where do you get inspired from? Is it inspired from, let's say, listening to shortwave? You're listening, let's say, I don't know, to say Radio Deutsche Welle, and you go, you know what? That's a good idea. I have an idea for something.
Oh, it depends, because as I said, another thing I was always interested in, I always found fascinating, was interval signals. I think it comes from as a little boy just hearing them and the loop of it going over and over again. And then there's an anticipation just before, you know, the actual station starts. And I'll get an interval signal that I like and then work music around it, or I'll use an interval signal and something else. It depends on what the sample, you know, well, not sounding too much, what it speaks to me as at the start, and then I'll work music around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends, really. I can use them in all different ways, or I can be fascinated by a station and then make music out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, have you heard of a station called the Buzzer? The Buzzer?
No.
It's a Russian station called UBV-76.
Okay.
And what it is, just every, for 24 hours a day, it just sends out a buzzing, which goes like a dood, dood, for 24 hours a day, you know, hardly interesting stuff. But it's a constant buzzing. Now, I think it's something to do with Russian military. And I actually done a track using that as background, and that's called Calling Live on Channel. And then I used an announcement from a shipping station called Olympia Radio, and then I stuck a reggae sample on the top, and hence a tune was born.
And what about spy number stations? Do you sample any of those?
Oh, yes, of course. One of the tracks, which is E3, which is a tribute to the Lincolnshire Poacher, all I actually done on that one was taped it a few times, and a very good sort of resource on that one is Simon Mason's site, if you want to know more about the Lincolnshire Poacher. And I just used a loop from there and then reworked a song around it using parts of that number station. So number station, I've always found it then fascinating as well, even from the early days of shortwave listening. I never knew what they were, and I never could understand the German numbers, but I can now.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the number stations and, like, you know, making a song from a number station. I mean, you could just imagine, like, some intelligent... It'd be really funny you do that, and all of a sudden the song becomes an international hit, and all of a sudden this agency, like, all their security is blown, because everybody goes like, oh yeah, we know that, that's like the CIA, and, you know, that's Agent so-and-so. And then he's, like, music videos, he's on the TV talk show circuit, he appears on Jonathan Ross, you know, I think it'd be hysterical.
Oh, it would be fantastic. But I think in the UK there's a clause in the licensing laws that you're not supposed to listen to things like that. And I'm sure you're not supposed to tape them and use them. But it'd be fantastic if you could do it and do a video with the announcer or the machine announcer to do it. That'd be excellent. Now, I look forward to that, but I can't see that happening somewhat.
You know, it's funny because you mentioned something that I've talked about on... some of our DX specials before with other guests about the, you know, there's a clause in the UK where you're not supposed to listen to these stations and all that. But, you know, I've never, with some research that I've done, I've never found any case of the British authorities prosecuting somebody for listening to a number station.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I mean, how could you actually, you know, trap somebody? How could you do that? I mean, so that's good. So you can't do that.
But I mean, the thing is, even people that have talked about it openly, like, let's take, like, you know, Simon Mason, who was on the show recently, right? I mean, he's interviewed about number stations. He talks about taping, you know, listening to them. He records them and puts them on his own website. You know, I don't see MI6 going after him, shall we say.
I think he's got a clause on his website as well. This is for information purposes. No hits or killings, please. No contract killings. And I thought that was quite good he'd put that in. At least he's made humour about it.
With the music...
But that's interesting because you know, you are not supposed to, you know, it is supposedly illegal, but it seems very silly because you're not going to be doing much with that information if you don't know much about it.
And, you know, for something that shortwave listeners and also DXs have been trying to do for years, and that has been trying to decode these messages, and it doesn't, I mean, unless you have the same code book from the person transmitting it and the code book from the person that is these messages are meant for, there's no way to figure out what these messages mean.
Definitely. And you need the one-time pad that you'd be given, which was, like, I think it says on Simon's site, that was hidden in a bar of soap or in the end of a ballpoint pen or back of a postage stamp. But it all sounds, half of that does sound like school book novels, you know what I mean, spy novels, because, you know, you don't know, you know, what the code book could be, you know what I mean?
You know, I have a couple of recordings somewhere that I recently got hold of the old BBC Empire service from the early 1940s. And I will digitize them and send them to you because I want to see if you can make a song out of it because they're rather funny. They're news bulletins, and then partway through the news bulletin, the newsreader reads the most, how would I say, ludicrous story, which is not even a news story, and then continues with the news as normal. And I asked somebody about this, and somebody said, well, these were probably coded messages, you know, for British spies. And I said, well, when I listen to it, it sounds like I'm watching an episode of Allo, Allo.
So it's hardly sophisticated then.
No, it wasn't sophisticated at all. It was like I said, you know, I could just, you know, for some reason, when I listened to it, I could just picture the person at the other name. His name is Rene. He's running a cafe and he'd go, the British airmen have got to leave. We just got a message that my knock vest is on fire, you know?
Brilliant. That sounds brilliant. Because, you know, you think of these spies, you know, with the bowler hats and things like that. You just don't know what they could look like. You know, it doesn't have to be anything like, you know, somebody with a briefcase sometimes you hear about umbrellas that you can shoot somebody in the leg with and poison darts and all sorts. You just don't know what they look like.
Or one of the ones that I read somewhere about exploding baby toys or something. You know, here's a teddy bear, it'll explode. But can you take, let's say, anything connected with radio, or, I mean, an interval signal or a soundbite and make it into a song? Or is there one particular thing that you look for?
What I usually do with things like that, I will try it, and if it doesn't work, I'll put it on the back burner until next time, and there will always be a time where I use it. But it's mainly sort of interval signals, any sounds, because I could use them as a loop. Two, I could actually program into the drum machine and make an odd, you know, drum sound, which is quite good. So it depends, really. On some of the songs, I've just used little clips. And if you use them on layers, it might add to the sound without hearing them, if you see what I mean. So you can mainly use anything. I mean, it just depends on how they loop as a loop, or if the sounding sounds a bit odd. I mean, because I've used things like Arabic sounding a transmission once, and it sounded a bit like a Arabic Johnny Rotten, and he was wailing. So, you know, I've used that in a few songs as well, you know, use them at different speeds. So I can basically use anything, but if I can't use it straight away, I'll just give up within a couple of minutes and know I might use it later on. So there'll probably be a time when I should be able to use it. Now, all that's going to go, I've got a collection of lots of different bits of shortwave, screeches, shouting, Morse, some things that I do like as well, when you get them encrypted messages, not encrypted messages, when you get them shipped ashore message, telephony, I can't even say. But what it is, sometimes if the military's talking to each other, it being coded, and that's quite good. So you all you hear is blips and blobs and a little bit of speech and a bit of sideband going off, and that's quite good. I can use sometimes that as like backing. So I just like taping off the radio, using a cassette tape or straight into the computer, and just saving it till later. And usually anything can work.
You know, here's an idea. Have you ever had the idea to write a symphony or an opera?
No. I'm, that seems a bit much for this simple Coventry bloke. I would love to do something like that. But, I mean, even doing a four-minute song takes a long time. You know, I'm no virtuoso, and it takes quite a while to do it. So I think a symphony will have to have a few years to do that, and I'll have to be locked in a room to do that.
I think it would be fascinating to write, like, a light opera, you know, about shortwave, and you have the sounds that are, like, singing the songs or something, like, you know, like, Radio Moscow, Radio Moscow, you know.
with a very monotone BBC, you know, announcer, I am very excited, you know, in a monotone sort of BBC 50s voice. No, I think that'd be a great idea, Keith. That'd be very interesting.
You know, a few years ago, there was something that had popped into my head, and you just at this moment made me think of it again. A number of years ago, there was a woman that was a newsreader on Rai, on the external service of the Italian radio and television. Yeah. And I don't remember her name, but I'm telling you, this woman read news as if she was on Valium. Because I remember listening to the broadcast to North America, and she would come on and she would go, "Here is the news from Rai in the headlines today. 22 people were in the protest." I mean, this is how she would read, and it would go on for about 15 minutes. And a friend of mine nicknamed her, "Oh, the Lady of Death."
Brilliant. I think she'd be very interesting if she was used on the telly, like if she said, "Yeah, Mr. Polanic, you have just won the lottery." That would be quite good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, I am very, very excited.
But that's what's brilliant about radio. I suppose that's what's brilliant about the world as well. You know, you listen to these announcers and they could sound overexcited or, you know, another quite good thing sometimes is if you tape, say, not that I'm a sports person, but you could tape a football commentary, and if it's in Spanish or whatever it's in, you know, it could be interesting to cut up and use out of context. And that's what it's all about, really, using it out of context and making it sound completely different. I mean, making a tune out of the Lincolnshire Poacher is very odd, and I think the people who transmit Lincolnshire Poacher would either laugh or cry if they heard that song, because I think, what are you doing that for? You know, it's miles away from its original intent.
You know, a few years ago, somebody sent me an audio clip of the BBC coverage at Wimbledon.
Okay.
And it was the funniest thing. I mean, you know how they sound. It's like, and they're going right now. And they're, you know, they sort of sound between a mixture of being extremely excited and as if they're on like some like very strong medication. But it was one of those moments. What happened is, it was just after lunch, and Wimbledon had just they just started playing right again after lunch, and the BBC announcers came back. Obviously, you can tell what they had for lunch. It was a lunch that did not involve food.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Because as they were on air, one of the commentators knocked some glasses down in the studio, and in the background, the producer started saying, "You better be careful because you drank too much and you're going to sound a letter that begins with P on the air."
Yes.
That's very funny.
That's funny because this is a bit unrelated. But two nights ago, this is going to sound like I'm making light of a very bad situation. But my father died of a heart attack when he was quite young, 47, around the same sort of time. And I went to a hospital two nights ago because I thought I was going to have a heart attack. It turned out to be just a palpitation. But the person in the bed next to us was a session musician. I was talking to him yesterday, and he was saying he used to work in jingles, like radio jingles and TV jingles, and he told me there's a famous one in the UK called A Mars A Day Helps You Work, Rest and Play. I don't know if you know it, Keith.
No.
But he said in the 60s, when they actually recorded it, one of the blokes who was doing it, they had 5 minutes to do it at the end, and he actually sang the vocal very high because the bloke said, I want you to sound like a woman. He had far too many drinks before it. He sang a Mars A Day Helps You Work, Rest and Play in such a high-pitched voice, thinking that they'd never use it. And the guy said, that is fantastic. We're going to use it. And it's been used for years. And all they, you know, what they don't know is that the bloke was absolutely drunk when he done it. That's not to do with shortwave, but I think it's still in the same vein as what you were saying.
Well, you know, I had a similar experience of that a few years ago. I was asked to do a voiceover for a commercial. Yeah, this is in Hong Kong. And before we recorded it, I mean, I'm the kind of person that could act very silly. And as I was in the studio... the girl that I was reading it with, we were finding different ways to read this commercial, right? So we were doing things in monotone and everything else. And then I don't know if they air in the UK, but they have in the United States and in some other countries these monster truck festivals.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought, I think it was for a chain of flower shops in Hong Kong. So you could just imagine, okay, it's a flower shop. And we were doing this commercial, and it was supposed to be nice, and then I came along and said, yes, if you're going to be arranging a special occasion, come down now to Hong Kong Flowers. And I did it like this as a joke. So we recorded the actual, the way that it was supposed to sound, and then all of a sudden I get a phone call from a friend of mine out of the blue saying, what were you on when you recorded that? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, try to listen to that commercial the next time it airs. I was shocked. That was the take that they used.
No. Brilliant. But I think that's what's brilliant about life, Keith. It's about, you know, things that are not supposed to be used are used. You know, it's like if somebody said to me, you know, I want you to do this. And, or it's like in graphic design, it's like, I want you to paint something in green. But the person who's actually saying it has got a green in his head. And the other person who's, you know, who's in the other end of the phone, their green is going to be a different green. So it's good playing around sometimes with things like that. Yeah. I think I'd love to hear that commentary as well, you know, for the advert. But sometimes when you listen to some radio stations, you know, some American radio stations, you know, and all over the world, you know, the way the commentary is used, sometimes you can think, are they taking a mick? Are they having a laugh? And they're probably serious. I mean, I suppose it's like the Monster Truck Festival, like what you were saying.
Yeah, exactly. Pete, thank you very much for joining us on the Happy Station Show this week.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us. Cheers.
And that was E3 by Pete Polonic, and we're giving away a copy of that CD. It's going to be a lucky draw, which we'll announce in about 2 weeks' time. So send us an email. Our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com if you want to win one copy of Pete's CD made up of compositions that have samples from the shortwave dial. You can find out more about Pete, actually, on his MySpace space. That sounds funny. Sorry. It must be the medication talking. I'm in a little bit of pain right now. MySpace space. Okay, that does sound silly, doesn't it? Okay, now his MySpace link, which sounds more appropriate, is www.myspace.com/onedeckmadtone. And I'll spell that for you once again, www.myspace.com/onedeckmadtone. That's O-N-E-D-E-C-K. M-A-D-T-O-N-E. O-N-E-D-E-C-K-M-A-D-T-O-N-E. And that's it. So send an email to us right away if you want to receive a copy of that CD. And you can check out the MySpace space. Oh, that's silly, isn't it? I don't know why I'm laughing. The MySpace space. I have to stop that. MySpace, yes, there we go. To find out more about Pete's music. You see, this is what happens when you're... I was taking so much medication last week, like I said, because of this cold. I had no voice, and I could not breathe at nighttime. The doctor gave me this super strong medication that felt like I was on cloud nine, you know. But it would be nice to feel like that, but without the call. That's the only thing I can say. Anyway, our website for The Happy Station Show is very simple. It's www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. All right, let's take a listen now to some more music. Somebody wrote us in recently saying, have I ever played Madonna on the show? And can I play, can I choose a song from her, which is one of my favorites? Meaning me, the host. And I said, sure, why not? Now, this is not a request show, but if there's an artist that you would like to hear or a suggestion or something, let me know, and we'll see what we can do. So the song we're going to take a listen to is a nice long one, which will give my voice a break. It is Live to Tell, Madonna, here on the International Happy Station. Live to Tell Madonna here on the International Happy Station. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. I'm going to make this break short only because I'm not sure how long my voice can stick out, actually, even though we only have a few minutes left. So I'm going to tell you now about an upcoming show. My special guest is going to be Kamal. Now, who is Kamal? Kamal is, well, he's of Sri Lankan extract, but moved to Australia when he was a very young boy and became a very well-known singer in Australia and is also well-known in Europe. And he is going to be my special guest on an upcoming edition of The Happy Station Show. Now, who is he? Well, here's Kamal to give you a little sample with Make the World Go Away on The Happy Station.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took me astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Now I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Make the world go away, Kamal. My special guest on an upcoming edition of The Happy Station. Time for more music. Let's take a listen to one of my favorite orchestras from the United States. It's the Boston Pops Orchestra, but not under the direction of Keith Lockhart or John Williams, but a man who, well, was the personality of the orchestra for many years, Arthur Fiedler, from an album that he pays tribute to the songs of Paul Simon with The Hazy Shade of Winter on the International Happy Station.
Thank you.
Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops with Hazy Shade of Winter here on the International Happy Station. You know, here in Taiwan, people may be surprised to know about this, but it does get cold in the winter, but not the kind of cold that you see in the United States or in Europe or in other parts of the world. But it just gets very rainy and damp, which makes it seem a lot colder than what it is outside. I mean, the actual temperature today, for example, when we're recording this show, is around 20 degrees centigrade, but it feels more like 14 because of the rain and the wind and everything else, which is not helping my cold, I can say. Anyway, before we end off, I want to remind you again, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And if you go to the website now, as you know, well, if you went to it anyway, it looks different. Well, that's because we decided to change a few things to make it more user-friendly, as they say. So I do want to thank Colin Newell for helping out with that. He did an amazing job at getting it looking the way it does now. If you're wondering why we changed it, well, it's very simple, because when we first launched the website, it was done in less than 12 hours, because we had the space, and we went, okay, let's get something up and running right away. Hence, there were like some little mistakes and things like that. So for the new year, of course, we sorted all that out, and we gave it a little bit of a different look. So do check us out, pcjmedia.com. Also, once again, I want to remind you that we're giving away a copy of a CD from Pete Polonek that we featured on today's show. And all you need to do is send us an email. The email address for the show is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com, and we'll be announcing the winners for that in about 2 weeks' time. Check Pete's website again, his MySpace link, which is www.myspace.com/1deckmadtone. The next thing, before we end off, the winners of our year-end contest have all been contacted. So Noble and Richard and everyone else who won the prizes, you should be receiving them very, very soon, as well as the 10 copies, which was the fifth prize. We had the fifth prize, which was 10 CDs for 10 people of Tom Meyer's CD, Easy Come, Easy Go. Anyway, that's it. That's all. I'm going to leave you right now because I don't think I can continue. And once again, this edition of Happy Station is airing to all regions only because I don't think my voice can handle recording 5 shows. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, wishing you well, hoping to see you all again very, very soon. So until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.